This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Green.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Employment for military veterans remains a stubborn problem. With deployments ending, the jobless rate for Iraq and Afghanistan war vets has often been higher than the national rate, sometimes even double. Beyond just trying to find a job, many vets say that after the military, they are looking for a career that offers a sense of public service. NPR's Quill Lawrence brings us the story of some veterans who found just that at the North Hudson Fire Department in New Jersey.
No, I've always wanted to do it. I've seen the brotherhood. You know, everyone has those backs. The camaraderie. Same as the military.
I always wanted to be a firefighter. I was so little kid, you know?
Yeah. Truck
and
toy truck?
Yes, sir. Truck, everything.
It's the same way. You know, we sit around and wait for things to happen. We sit around a table, discuss stories. It's definitely in a family atmosphere like the military is.
That was John Worth, former Marine, Chris DiPlato, and Camille Mazinski, both Navy vets. They're part of the newest class of rookie firefighters at North Hudson Regional. Frank Montaigne is their fire chief.
We hired 43 veterans. We're looking to hire possibly anywhere from 10 to 20 more by the end of this year, early into next year or so.
Montaigne says the vets are disciplined, skilled, and his battalion chief, Richard Hess, says many of them really needed the job.
Some of them were having difficulty getting jobs, just like everybody else in this economy. Some of them had gotten, you know, started working in careers that really weren't up to what the expectation that they had for, I guess, for what they wanted to do with their life.
My name is Jamie Montes. I served 6 years in the Marine Corps.
Montes did two Iraq tours as a combat engineer. Then he came home and got a job as an extruder operator at an adhesives factory, melting plastics into glue.
Well, yeah, you go from somewhere where you have this tremendous amount of responsibility and this, and then you come home and you have a regular old little job, it almost seems insignificant. So
vets get preferential treatment for hiring in the fire department, but Monte still feels like he won the lottery, even if he's gone from a Marine sergeant to a probationary firefighter, a probie.
Oh, you start off right at the bottom. Yeah, cleaning toilets and everything. Washing dishes, hey, I don't mind. Work my way up once, I'll do it again. So
the probies are constantly training and testing on the hoses, the pumps, the engines, and the ladders. But these guys already fit in pretty well, and for most of them, they joined for the same reason they joined the military, for the camaraderie, the sense of public service, and for the adventure. Mazinski, DiPlato, and Worth fought their first big fires this fall.
We hit 98th Street, you know, we come up top, and we just pretty much cut the roof open.
I was nervous. There was thick black smoke and flames, you know, shooting out the front door. It was hot. It was very hot, and you couldn't see anything.
The hair in the back of your neck stands up a little bit because the roof's on fire. You're walking
so high, you don't feel anything else, you know. The adrenaline's just right there.
I wanted more. When I pulled this out, I was like, oh, let's go back in, you know. Deputy Chief pulled us out.
It gets a little dangerous, but we have a lot of veteran firefighters here that, you know, lead us in the right direction, so.
I think it's the adrenaline. I think all Marines, military guys are adrenaline junkies. Now I'm putting to good use.
Can't wait for another one. I mean,
every day I love it. I come to work happy. To know you could actually help. You're helping people day by every day you come into work. You're helping somebody. You know, somebody needs help. You're at their call. It's nice to do that. And I don't mind doing it.
That last voice was John Worth, who was inside an apartment building on fire. Then Camille Mazinski, who was on the roof of the same building, and Chris DiPlato, who was in a house fire so hot it melted the visor on his helmet.
As a department, I think we're just happy to get, you know, a good quality group of guys.
Again, that's Battalion Chief Richard Hess.
At the same time, it's rewarding from on our end to provide them with a chance for a good occupation after what they've done for us.
Pretty soon, this group of veterans will become veteran firefighters. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
To see a slideshow of a day in the life of these vets turned firefighters, go to npr.org.